will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Friday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida. I'm winded. I was running back and forth here in the crab diving compound between the kitchen and the studio as I was grabbing my fixins for my tea.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of tea?
I'm hitting up the mint.
Oh.
The mint leaf tea.
Very nice.
I get loose teas from Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Though I don't use our Amazon link because that's not toward.
Right.
It's untoward. Mm. In fact, you can do that out there listening by going to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Mm-hmm. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee commission.
Hey.
A tiny little wee commission.
Yeah,
Jeff
go
Bezos
buy.
Doesn't notice a fucking thing.
Go buy all your dumb redneck shit on Amazon and our link, please, if you could. Buy your...
Or tea. I buy tea.
Yeah, nobody's buying tea.
In fact, I got the container in the tea that I'm trying
oh, yes?
to push this fucking spoon
oh,
out
shit.
Of to for that.
Right. I like tea. Tea is a good thing.
Tea is a good thing.
I think that's probably the oldest drink on the planet, isn't it? Tea is you should take a bunch of leaves, crush it
outside
up.
Outside of water.
Yeah, that's true.
Blood.
You know, that makes me think I get the best advice this week from another comic. It is by far the best advice I've ever, comedy advice. She was like, you know what? You should drink more water. And I was like, yeah, thank you. I should. That's good advice.
That's good advice.
The best advice you're ever going to get from anybody. Drink more water.
What did that have to do with comedy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't do it if you're dehydrated, and you're dead. Everything to do with comedy.
Plus, it makes your mouth make smacky noises.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
like if you're doing voiceovers, for those of you embarking on a voiceover career, those microphones pick up the craziest shit, and you have to be well lubricated in the mouth. Otherwise, like if you say hello, you get these little, you know, little things like that when your lips.
Yeah,
break
yeah,
from your like, teeth and shit, and the mics right. pick that up.
Yeah, we're making a case why water is good for people.
There you go.
Always, even if you're not a voiceover actor,
that's why it should be private, and rich people should control it and make money off it.
Is water the new coal? Is Mr. Nestle going to be like, can we have some more water? So yeah, here's a couple of tablespoons.
There are places where basically they do own the water. There's I saw something about some town. That their drinking water was drying up because Nestle was upstream.
Yeah.
And by the county, like two counties up, was given a license to suck all the water they want.
Yeah! Fuck it! Give all the corporatists our fucking water. Well, you've already fucked up the air anyway. Just take it all. Take it all, you dumb fucking... What are these people? It starts
greedsters.
With yeah, but what do they call them? Oligarchs. That's what they call them in Russia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we have them here. And when Trump's in office, he'll just make these oligarchs. Who's going to be in his cabinet? Will it be oligarchs? Well,
it'll be a pure kleptocracy then.
Yeah, it will be.
Sling us a message on X. We're still hanging in there because it's funny. I like I like reading the Tesla fanboys who invest in stock and have had a bad few days. Bad few days.
That's the funniest shit. I don't understand that because these Tesla people, right? These Elon fucks Aren't they supposed to have no feelings and money people that do what is dictated by science and the market and good economics? Isn't that them?
I can't tell you how many tweets I have seen as Tesla took just a massive shit today and the past couple of days.
And so Tesla takes a massive shit, and these Tesla wackos come to its rescue by buying it up.
Well, yeah.
And so it's just to pump it up and dump it again, right?
The quick history of Tesla stock. When it first listed, it's S&P. The when it first listed.
Nine!
It was overvalued.
Why?
By all the experts were like, this is overvalued. Mm-hmm. And went to ridiculous heights.
Yes.
And all the experts were like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This is way overvalued. And then news comes out, reality hits.
Yes.
Cars start catching on fire and running over dogs and shit.
Where's my steering wheel?
Steering wheels fly off. And Elon then buys Twitter and starts opening his fucking mouth.
Well.
And so reality starts sinking in. And the stock is down. I mean,
what do you mean though? Because they like Elon. They like Elon. What do you mean reality sets in? They like that he's a Nazi.
Yes, but investors don't. Wall Street doesn't.
Really? Are you sure they don't like Nazis?
Not that fuck with
their money.
Their money.
Right. Well.
You go on, you'd be amazed at how many tweets I see that say basically, I don't care how low the stock goes, I'm gonna keep buying because I believe in Elon.
Why? our pop culture is like, we got Kanye the Nazi, no. Elon the Nazi.
Sure.
Trump the Nazi. These quasi celebrity fucks that dip their toes in government. This is a bad time. Is this the time when we're seeing the celebrity Nazis fade into government, into spaces in our government? I mean, Elon the Nazi has so many government contracts with SpaceX. Right. Is that correct? His Nazi spaceship company.
Sure.
Well,
and hole digging and shit.
Nazi hole digging. Yes.
Tesla down 1.86% today.
Nazi Tesla.
That's not good.
Let's be honest.
That looks like a big red line going down on
Elon Musk is a fucking Nazi. So when you say his company, to be accurate, you should say Nazi Twitter or Nazi X or Nazi Tesla or Nazi SpaceX or Nazi Grok or whatever the fuck he is. He can't make an AI that's as shitty as him. Artificial intelligence has more empathy than you, you sad fuck.
Lifetime high for Tesla is $414.50.
Okay.
And today it is currently rocking at $248.
So it's bad?
It was at 414,
hey,
and
Elon.
Now it's at 248. That's over a series of a few months, but nonetheless, that doesn't bode well.
Hey, Air Elon, Nazi Elon, I have a question. So I have a Tesla. I'm driving around. I can't find a quick charging station. I don't have time to park my fucking electric car for 7 hours to charge it fully. Where's a quick charging station? Oh, wait, I'm in the middle of nowhere. In fucking maggot country. Where am I going to charge my shit, you fuck?
Right.
Why don't you detect dogs or kids? This your car. Your car sucks.
It's got issues.
It sucks.
It's got issues.
Issues?
They did make strides in batteries and stuff like that. And I'm not even saying he did. He probably had some engineers that he bought their patents from them. You know, I mean, that's how it works. Like, just like Edison gets credited for all these inventions. And Edison was a notorious patent stealer, screw you out of your patent.
But don't you think the evil part is Elon is testing these products as he's selling them and making shit tons of money. I mean, if your Tesla car wasn't ready to go because the steering wheel can't fucking stay on and whatever the sensors are can't tell the difference between a car and a kid and a fucking turtle or whatever the fuck, maybe you were a little early with that. But you couldn't be early because you had all these shareholders that wanted to get your bullshit out there.
America's new transvestite army.
Goddamn. He's not even dead.
Excuse me.
I forgot his name again.
Time
Holy
for my show
shit.
Sneezes.
God bless you. I got to tell you
Rick
something.
Wiles.
No, that is not Rick Wiles.
That was Rick Wiles. America's transvestite army.
Oh, that is Rick Wiles. I'm sorry. I thought that was the guy, American Family Network or something.
That is.
That we
Oh, no, that's Rick Wiles.
Right.
That's not, it's not Brian.
We already forgot his name. We spent half the show last week trying to remember Brian, what's his name?
Fisher.
Brian, he's not even dead, right?
I don't think so, but
Come on.
He's not putting out content anymore, apparently.
No.
So sad.
It is.
How sad. Over at the commie pinko liberal.
Iffy.
Oh, it is Faithless Friday, by the way, everybody.
Nine.
Welcome to the heathen show.
Thank you, Jesus, for everything.
Yeah, the headline. Whoops. Cohen admits sending fake AI legal cases to lawyer. What a dummy.
You stupid shitbag.
Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's one-time personal lawyer and fixer, says he unwittingly passed along to his attorney bogus artificial intelligence-generated legal case citations he got online before they were submitted to a judge. Cohen made the admission in a court filing unsealed today in Manhattan federal court after a judge earlier this month asked a lawyer to explain how court rulings that do not exist were cited in a motion submitted on Cohen's behalf. Judge Jesse Furman had also asked what role, if any, Cohen played in drafting the motion. The AI-generated cases were cited as part of written arguments a lawyer made to try to bring an early end to Cohen's court supervision. Which we'll see how that goes now.
Yeah.
After he served more than a year behind bars, Cohen pleaded guilty to tax evasion,
Go back to jail, you fuck!
Cohen was disbarred 5 years ago, said in a declaration submitted to the judge on Thursday. He found the citations doing research through Google Bard and was unaware that the service could generate non-existent cases.
Absolute dumb shitbag. Dumb fuck.
He said he uses the internet for research because he no longer has access to formal legal research sources. As a non-lawyer, I have not kept up with emerging trends and related risks in legal technology and did not realize that Google Bard was a generative text service that, like ChatGPT, could show citations and descriptions that looked real but actually were not.
Go back to jail, you dumb fuck! Listen, this Michael Cohen got to rehabilitate his reputation, and I hate that. This fucking thug worked for Trump, and you know he did bad shit. You know that Michael Cohen probably is the one that pressured Stormy Daniels or arranged for someone to fuck with her in the parking lot of her gym. Do we remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Was that him?
Might have been.
Well, yeah, I bet it was, dude. Go fuck yourself.
Well, she said it wasn't him. I mean, that showed up to...
Well, he probably arranged.
Yeah.
This guy should be in jail anyway. Fuck him.
He blamed his lawyer and longtime friend David Schwartz for failing to check the validity of the citations before submitting them to the judge, though he asked the judge dispense mercy towards Schwartz, calling his failure to check the citations an honest mistake and a product of inadvertence, not any intent to deceive. Schwartz hasn't responded to
Michael
comment
Cohen,
from the HuffPo.
You are such a dumb shit. You're going to end up back in jail. And what if Donald Trump is reelected? You are never going to see the light of day again because you went against him bigly. And he will fuck your life up, dude. You dumb piece of shit. I love it. I love it.
In discussing possible sanctions earlier this month, the judge noted it was the second time this year that a judge in Manhattan federal court has confronted lawyers over fake citations generated by AI. Two lawyers in an unrelated case were fined $5,000 for citing bogus cases that were invented by ChatGPT.
Yay! Oh my God. AI made cases? I mean, you know, on Eventbrite, if you put an event out, it asks you if you want ChatGPT to write the invitation or the description of the event.
Well, yeah, it's good for shit like that.
It's not really, because I'll do it. And now if you look at every event on Eventbrite, at least comedy shows, it's like, get ready for a fun night of side-splitting entertainment. Boy. Get your funny bone tickled. But it uses the same fucking terms over and over and over again. ChatGPT ain't that great. Okay? It's not that great. And this guy is letting whatever, some weird AI write case. Right.
No, like laugh till your taint falls off.
No, it sucks. It sucks. It's probably better than a lot of people could write, but geez, if you're not half stupid, you could do better than fucking ChatGPT, I think.
I think it's good from writing standpoint, like if you're writing technical articles or something like that, for helping you with like direction, outlining.
How to put an IKEA shelf together, you're saying that should be...
No, like outlining and you know, giving you an idea for outlines, and then, you know, write the shit yourself.
Yeah, come on.
Drudge Report says insurrectionist.
9.
Maine bars Trump from ballot as U.S. Supreme Court weighs state's authority to block the former president.
That's amazing, because think of all those maggots up there in that state. They must be so mad.
Right.
Fuck off. I love it.
Is it a red state or is it a...
It's Paul LePage's state.
Well, but you know, that doesn't mean sometimes blue states do stupid shit and elect... Look at Illinois.
Oh my God.
Look at some of the idiot Republicans we've had as our, my former state, as governor there.
Right.
Paul LePage.
I don't know who the new governor is of Maine. But the other reason I label Maine a maggot shithole is because, no offense, guys, but aren't you letting the KKK put a fucking their corporate headquarters up there?
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
That's Alec Baldwin. That's not Paul LePage.
No, that's
that's Mel Gibson.
It could be Alec Baldwin.
It really could be Mel Gibson too. I mean,
Yeah, well, he didn't say the N-word.
But wait, in Maine, though, there's some right-wing organization that is having their corporate headquarters there in Maine.
Was it the Nazis that were trying to buy property and form their own little state and shit like that?
Yeah, they did it in Maine.
Maine's Democratic Secretary of State on Thursday removed Trump from the state's presidential primary ballot under the Constitution's insurrection clause, becoming the first election official to take action unilaterally as the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to decide whether Trump remains eligible to return to the White House. While she is brave. The decision by Secretary of State Shenna Bellows follows a ruling earlier this month by the Colorado Supreme Court that booted Trump from the ballot there under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. That decision has been stayed until SCOTUS decides whether Trump is barred by the Civil War era provision.
What's her name again?
Which prohibits those who engaged in insurrection from holding office. She is Secretary of State Shenna Bellows.
Shenna Bellows. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Remember
you,
Colonel Bellows?
Yes, from I Dream of Jeannie.
There you go.
God, yes. It was, that guy was the funniest guy on that show.
I don't remember his name. Hayden something, maybe?
He was Major Healy's boss.
Yes.
And what was Major Healy's dumb fucking friend? The weird guy, the comic.
No, Major Healy was the dumb fucking friend.
Oh, that wasn't JR.
Master was,
yeah, that show could come back, sure. I keep my wife in a bottle and can put her in there whenever I want, and she calls me Master. I'm an astronaut, by the way.
They kind of softened that later on, didn't they? When they got married and she started, she allowed her to call him by his first name.
It's amazing. Barbara Eden, you've been made the lead of a show. There's not a lot of female leads out there, especially in that time. Here's the thing, though. Most of your scenes are going to be done from the inside of a bottle. that you might find at a thrift store.
So, Major Nelson.
Yeah.
Was Larry Hagman. Oh, I was right. Hayden Rourke played Alfred Bellows.
Wow. That guy was great. Did they ever wonder when people were writing this, you're like, why are none of the men ever in the bottle? Why are we only putting the women in the containers?
Well, once in a while, she would blink somebody down into there with her.
But... That's right. So she had all these amazing powers because Master was Master, so he had the ultimate power, I guess.
And I do believe in the earlier seasons, he also would threaten her with spanking rather frequently.
No, he did not. Did he really? What the fuck was happening in writers' rooms in the 60s? I mean, God.
Well, I Love Lucy. She did get spanked.
Yeah, she did. That's right. And if we go back to the Honeymooners, I mean, you know, that was part of it. Hey, I'm going to hit you. And everybody loved it. They all loved it. God, that was a time when people...
You're taking an awful chance, too, Gun. There's fuzz all over the place.
Oh, well, wait a second. Where is this?
Da, 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 da. I think...
Besides, Major Nelson is a very brave man. He can take care of himself.
Yeah, that's right. He can take care of himself.
He does not really need me.
Oh, no,
do you believe
it? Right,
it dawns on me that was Bewitched a feminist reaction to this story where the genie is stuck in a bottle and can only do her powers whenever Master uncorks it. I mean, because Elizabeth Montgomery in Bewitched,
right?
She wasn't in a box or anything.
No,
she could do anything she wanted, and she was actually in charge. And her mom was in charge too. And if I remember correctly, the husband sort of did whatever but she was a witch.
The human husband, yeah.
You know what? I'm trying to find this angle. I was like, this was a show about feminism, right?
He was the straight man, yeah.
But it's a show about feminism where the woman is a witch, though.
Go home, and I don't want you to come back. You know, you've got a lot of nerve coming here. I have a good mind to put you over my knee and give you a good, solid spanking.
Oh, my God! The fucking genie in the bottle.
There you go, everybody.
I dream a
1960s
genie.
1960s television.
I dream a genie. So even there, Master created genie. How did Bewitch happen? Did she just pop out of the sky? Or it's really not Faithless Friday material.
Yeah, well, no, it kind We're of is, We're talking about though. ancient TV.
Yeah, let's talk about something a little bit more relevant, like religion. Less weird, I guess.
I've actually got a story that'll tie that in.
Oh, okay.
If you want to do a...
Bewitched was superior, far superior to I Dream of Jeannie. I don't even have to think about it that hard. Because Paul Lynn was on Bewitched.
Yeah.
So.
You could probably watch those somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy them on fucking VHS for 25 cents.
Well, this is in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And the, oh God, these, I'm hitting these,
Why is Pennsylvania feeling more and more like shit. Arizona or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't realize how many rural...
I mean, it's just a lot of crazy stories. And I got to tell you something, Pennsylvania. There's going to become a time when the global warming is going to be such that, you know, Florida will be history. You won't even know about us anymore. You'll forget we ever existed. But at some point, Pennsylvania is going to have a coast. And I caution you, people up there, it's going to be so easy for you guys to turn into another Florida. It just happens. You have the correct makeup for it. Now, all of a sudden, you put a coast in there, bam, you're Florida. You got alligators, the whole shit bag. You're going to be crazy as fuck. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
Pennsylvania is Florida without the water.
They have a little coast, don't they?
Don't
they touch one of the Great Lakes?
Maybe. Oh, Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
No. No.
Okay. Looking at shit. The let's see, Penns.
Yeah, it's, you know. No way. No way.
Lake Erie.
Fuck! Let me see! Not much! God.
Not
damn.
Much. It counts.
That sucks. Anyway, never mind what I said. Or what I ever say. I don't know. I don't know nothing.
So.
Oy.
Anyway, and Wilmington is real close to the Atlantic.
Fuck you.
This is rural Pennsylvania.
Nine. Oh, to see little Nazis.
Hanover. This is happened over the Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Holiday. In honor of spooky season, Beck Lawrence talked up her new their new eclectic metaphysical shop.
Uh-oh.
In a short, upbeat interview for the Meet the Merchant section of a local Hanover newsletter.
Satan!
They said they would be selling candles, crystals, and other witchy objects, as well as doing tarot card readings.
Oh, my God.
And encourage everyone to come on in.
Call the woke police.
Well, a few days later, the police chief of Hanover, Chad Martin, came on in.
Officer Chad.
In uniform to what she, the name of the shop is Serpent's Key Shop with two P's in shoppy and Sanctuary.
They have snakes?
No. The shop features... Okay. A community altar to Hecate, the Greek goddess of witchcraft.
Okay.
Alongside artfully arranged candles, oils, herbs, jewelry, and incense.
Yeah.
He told Lawrence, the owner, that fortune telling in Pennsylvania is illegal.
How many fucking handgun stores did you pass on the way to this crystal shop or whatever the fuck they do? Oh, shame.
He said any complaints against them would have to result in a police investigation.
Oh, you fucking thug. You little gangster. Somebody wants some money. Are you shaking them down, Piggy? Is this Piggy Fuck shaking them down? Is that what this is about? Is he seriously concerned?
No, I think he's some crazy Christian.
You shouldn't have your... If you're concerned that witchcraft is real and that it's in the area of which you're in charge of, then you should fucking resign and go check yourself in to a fucking mental institution, you fuck.
Lawrence immediately posted about the experience to their nearly 200,000 followers on TikTok. It was kind of intimidating, Lawrence, 26, said in an interview. This is the Philadelphia Inquirer. Over the last week, the police visit rallied the pagan community in their support and led to a spike in business.
Yes.
Thank you, you thug.
What is, excuse me, Piggy, what constitutes fortune telling then? If there's a law against it, then I want you to explain it to me, you little oinker fuck.
A practicing witch for 13 years, Lawrence has started jokingly referring to himself as Goody Proctor, the accused witch in Arthur Miller's The Crucible.
Right.
The incident also drew attention to the fact that despite its widespread popularity, fortune-telling and related arts are indeed illegal in Pennsylvania, punishable by 6 to 12 months in jail and $2,500 fine.
Oh, my God!
But it's one of those, it's never been, you know, I mean, in decades, it hasn't been
enforced.
Well,
then, doesn't these pigs have the responsibility to explain this law that they're enforcing?
What about, a Ren Fair? What if you go to a Renaissance Fair?
What constitutes fortune telling? If I tell you, if I look at you and I say, let me see your hands. Oh, I think it's going to rain tomorrow. Does that mean I go to jail for 6 months?
Yeah. Or watch trading videos on YouTube. That's fortune telling.
You know what, pigs? You know what I want? I want to look into all your fucking internet histories. And I want people to follow your ass around and see what you do and where you go. If you go to a fortune teller or you go somewhere to... Oh, I don't know, traffic children, whatever, weirdo.
Lawrence does tarot readings with an ethereal visions deck they purchased from a witchcraft shop in Salem, Massachusetts. Prices on their website range from $10 to $100. Even before the police visit, they had posted disclaimers throughout their shop and online, informing customers that readings are for entertainment purposes only.
Well, that, of course. And by the way... Post that shit at churches, too, because that's the fucking
truth. Exactly.
Post that shit at churches and make it illegal when the preacher
promises a prayer,
when says something is going to happen in the future, throw that motherfucker in jail. Throw them all in jail then. Crazy motherfuckers.
Fortune telling is illegal in my state.
Go fuck yourself.
I mean, right? And you know he's some crazy Christian.
Stupid.
Kanditananamosoya lama. Kambasokoya.
I can't take it. I am not going to sit here on Faithless Friday and pretend that this is not any. You are stupid. You are dumb as fucking shit. At best, you are dumb as shit. If you believe this, you fucking pig. At worst, you're a thug. Shaking people down, and I think that's what it is. Oinky, oinky.
Elsewhere in the news.
God damn. Now these pigs were out all over the place over the holidays trying to get speeders hiding in the bushes. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about Trump getting kicked off the ballot, too. I mean, I have little doubt that the Supreme Court will make all of these go away.
Our Supreme Court?
Yeah, and say that.
Yes, I agree.
And say that
you.
We can't, the states can't prevent Trump from being on the primary ballot. And I wonder if they're going to punt the states have, some of the states have, and say you can't keep him off the primary ballot and then leave the TBD to see if you can keep him off of the general election ballot.
You know, it's funny to me that the fact that we got one in Alito too, for sure, but this Thomas guy, we know that he is dirty as fuck, but we are still going forward with our lives knowing that this decision that can fucking kill democracy, that they will do their part to kill democracy. And we know that they're corrupt motherfuckers. And we know their intentions are not good, the majority. And we're marching forward like we have no choice but to let these fucks fuck us. Why doesn't Chuck Schumer impeach Thomas? Can he do that?
Who?
Why did the Senate? The Democrats control the Senate.
They can't do it. The House has to start impeachment procedures, I believe. Before I close this witch story.
Yeah.
The hundreds of shops deal in forbidden fortunes across the state. In Hanover, Pennsylvania alone, there are at least three other metaphysically inclined stores near Serpent's Key. Johnny White, the co-owner of the Sacred Moon Circle Apothecary, 2 miles an hour, 2 miles away,
yes,
said he did not understand why only Serpent's Key received a visit from the police chief.
Yeah.
Is he popping into every bar or restaurant and just telling the staff, hey, by the way, it's illegal to serve people under 21?
No, of course not. Because those bars are probably paying into a police benevolent society. Or they're probably in some like weird membership their local sheriff's department has. Fuck no. Or they're paying one of these cops off, you know, overtime to be their dumb fucking security guard. They're just shaking these people down because, I don't know, they're weird.
The Lawrence was distressed by the visit. They've been heartened by the online and real life support for their shop. They said they've dealt with reactions to their witchcraft since they were 13, when, since, as they put it, they started listening to Evanescence and wanted to be a vegetarian.
Yeah.
In response, their grandparents attempted to perform an exorcism.
Because they were listening to Evanescence?
They thought I was possessed by the devil, Lawrence said. So I guess I just give off that vibe.
I tell you what, it's not Nickelback. We don't need the exorcism crew. It's okay. This is nuts.
It's rural so Pennsylvania. Stupid. It's probably real Jesus-y. And the sheriff is probably real Jesus-y. And he don't want no witchcraft shit going on.
Well, God, I wish these witches could do some real craft. I don't know. We don't like the sheriff. How's that? God, these fucking pigs, man. I mean, it's they are the problem in so many stories. I'm trying to figure.
I have a whole, like, five or six different stories that I could go to.
About the cops?
Just examples.
Let's
yeah.
do it. I mean, you know.
One was a study from ProPublica of how police undermined the promise of body cameras.
Yeah. With what? What do they do? Just they don't release the footage or.
Yeah. Hundreds of millions in taxpayer dollars have been spent on what was sold as a revolution in transparency and accountability. Instead, police departments routinely refuse to release footage, even when officers kill.
That's right. Because it's like, it's what Trump's doing. They have no other recourse but to run out the clock, but to withhold, right?
Right. And they always, always, always turn their cameras either on and off or mute them. When they are, the term is conspiring, for conspiring against you. They run the camera while they're talking to you. When they go back to talk to their buddies to try to figure out which possible way they could violate your rights, they miraculously turn off. They mute it because their private conversations aren't supposedly for public information.
I listen to all these stories and I feel sad for our planet because we had this whole Black Lives Matter, all these marches, and no one heard the fucking message.
Oh, I think a lot of people. I think a lot of people heard the message.
No. These cops can't be reformed. They are working against you.
But it's been getting better. It's a battle.
Yeah.
But it's been getting better. There's more and more municipalities are. There's still a lot of places that don't even have body cameras. What we read the story on Wednesday. What, Pinellas County?
Yeah,
that sheriff there doesn't want.
What happened to the cop?
Doesn't want body cameras for his guys.
Right. Well, without those body cameras, we wouldn't have known that one cop ran over the motorcycle.
Exactly.
While he was sipping his big gulp.
Exactly the point.
I mean, I would say, is it getting better? Are the budgets of police departments going down? Or are they going up? That's what I'm interested in. Because if they're going up, people miss the fucking point. And they didn't understand.
This is Ohio?
Oui, oui.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Vetoed a measure today.
Yeah.
That would have banned gender affirming care for minors, casting the action out of step with many of his own party as thoughtful, limited, and pro-life.
You know what? I want to dig into this story and I want to figure out why Mike did this. Is it because there is someone in his life dealing with this?
Yeah, I don't know.
It must be because these Republicans are fucking, they have no empathy. That is the only explanation for why this asshole would do such a good thing.
He simultaneously, however, announced plans to move to administratively ban transgender surgeries until a person is 18.
Oh, I see.
Surgeries.
Yeah, you can.
You can still take hormones.
So it's smoke and mirrors.
And to position the state to better regulate and track gender-affirming treatments in both children and adults.
Right.
At a news conference, DeWine said he hoped the hybrid approach could win the support of legislative Republicans, who immediately signaled they're considering a veto override, as well as serve as a national model to states as gender-affirming care restrictions enacted across the country in recent years
face
lawsuits.
The hybrid approach? You're talking about human beings, you fucking idiot. Trans lives matter.
Well, I don't know about the... Like, what does medicine say about, you know, should you allow someone to go through puberty before...
I don't know.
I don't know. I could be talking out my ass.
But isn't that a decision for somebody's doctor?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure it depends on the person too.
I think there is an argument for waiting till someone is a legal adult to make that kind of a major health affirming decision. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
the thing in America, though, we have this government where if we let that happen, if we let the government say, okay, well, you have to be 18 or something, that you're giving the government an inch to be in your medical life. They can't be in the medical life.
Right.
Crazy.
I just said there's an argument to be made.
Oh, no.
I didn't say I agree with it. No.
With the doctor and the patient, I agree, too. I would think there'd be an argument to be made, too. And I think that it's not the government. I think
and nobody's, you mean the doctor. Know, no one's plucking a three-year-old off the street and switching their nethers.
That's their straw man argument.
It's not happening. Yeah.
That's like the volleyball thing.
You know, you're talking about 16, 17, 15-year-old teenagers who are transitioning. I guess we'll see what happens.
Good job, Mike. But then you did make it harder for people to get the surgeries. That's nice. I don't understand.
And that'll probably be, they'll probably sue for that too.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, in that same area.
Yeah.
The, where is it here? Oh, a common refrain among anti-trans activists and politicians, let's call them Republicans.
Right.
Is that many trans and gender diverse people experience regret after obtaining the gender affirming surgery.
I love this is some guy sitting here thinking, I'd be sad if I cut my penis off.
Well, no, there are out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of those that have had the surgery, there are a tiny percentage that have expressed regret. Not, you hear the maggots, they're like, half of them are regretful and want to kill themselves.
I think the suicides are a lot. Those are on the maggots, by the way.
Last spring, self-described detransitioner Chloe Goal came to Sacramento and told rally goers at the Capitol that there are too many bodies and minds falling apart in the aftermath of transition. So this person found some rubes to make money off of.
Yeah.
Cole and others with similar viewpoints have been welcomed by some conservative politicians across the country as evidence that young people should be prohibited from receiving gender-affirming medical care. However, that argument is not supported by the science.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Where's that word, science?
I think you guys like facts and science and math and things of that nature.
A new article published on Wednesday in the American Medical Association, if you've heard of that.
Oh, shit, yes, Pat.
Three researchers from Johns Hopkins University, you may have heard of that.
Yeah.
Conducted a retrospective look at all the available evidence and found that the regret rate for gender-affirming surgery is well under 1%.
Okay. So there you go.
This rate of surgical regret among transgender and gender diverse patients appears to be substantially lower than rates of surgical regret following similar procedures among the broader population, including cisgender individuals.
Right. So you're going to take this little stat and you're going to make it your whole fucking argument. Stupid. It's crazy. Just think about if as a country we could say, you know what? We want to engage science on this and doctors and figure out how this can all be done great. I don't know shit about medicine, but you know what I mean? Like, why? Everybody's thinking about, like, what are we going to allow? What are we going to let happen?
In fact, systematic review found that the average prevalence of surgery. Okay, wait, blah, 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 blah. The report concluded that the low regret among transgender surgery recipients may be linked to why they obtained the surgery to begin with. That that reduction in regret may also be due to careful implementation of existing evidence-based multidisciplinary guidelines and standards of care for those who are transgender or gender diverse, such as requiring a well-documented history of gender dysphoria. Yeah, unlike Louis Gohmert, who said, I can put on a wig, say I'm a girl today, and go into the girl's bathroom.
Yeah, I remember when you said that, Louis. Go fuck yourself, dude. That was a bad one, man.
It's not somebody who just like, today I decide I'm a girl. Let's cut it off.
You know.
You can't, no doctors will do that.
Our society needs to figure out, number one, how to protect trans people from these violent fucking maggots that want to do these fucking hate crimes. And the other stuff is medical care. What? I mean, you know, I this gender affirming stuff and all this other shit, to me, that falls into medical care. That's someone's
100%, yeah.
Yeah, medical care.
Yeah, and help mental health care professionals and healthcare professionals. Well, mental health is health.
Yeah.
And you know, a pediatrician if it's a kid.
Yeah. I mean, it would be great.
I need to work together with the parents.
Ultimately, it would be great if this was the government. If we had universal health care, that would be great. You know what I mean? Like, that would be part of health care.
Yeah.
This is health care. This is not the government. This is nuts that the right-wing fuckfaces have sunk their claws into this issue.
Well, they got to have somebody to hate, and it's harder with regular plain old gay people.
Yeah.
Society's moving on from its overall hatred of LGBT, well, LGBTQ, but the T part of that is right now in the crosshairs of the lunatics on the right.
Yeah, and we have all these politicians.
Gives them somebody to hate.
Yeah, they give us all this language to dehumanize people with.
And fearmonger.
Yes. Why does it feel like, why am I not seeing legislation to protect trans people? Why am I seeing bullshit that's supposed to protect people from trans people?
Right.
What in the fuck is that about? That is crazy. It's literally the opposite.
Faithless Friday, y'all. We're thrilled to be here. Thrilled to be.
That's right.
Profound apostates.
Yeah.
This is from, where is this from? I'll be with you in a moment.
You know, I was laughing to myself because that headline earlier on the HuffPo was so funny. The one about DeSantis. I mean, that guy lost. I mean, there was $160 million he took in from super PACs to fucking shit the bed and
pissed it away. Yeah.
I mean, that's like a lot of money. I mean, you could buy a major franchise player in baseball for that much money. And this guy, somebody said, I forget what pundit said this, but Ron DeSantis got started on third base, but used $160 million to steal second. I mean, it really was magical too for him in a way, like that this guy came out of the pandemic doing nothing during the pandemic, but kill people, spread lies about science, go after Walt Disney, do the most insane shit. And all of a sudden he is the Republican golden boy. How the fuck did that happen anyway?
Because have you seen the Republicans?
Because he kept Florida open. Yeah. Is that really it? Do you know how many people? We don't even know how many people fucking died.
He did the
here.
Same thing Trump did. He told all the dummies, look at all the great stuff I did. And they believed him.
Oh my God. And then the fucking, it's the funniest thing. It's like, I'm reading an article about a guy who's a former lawyer, a fucking jag, who's running for president, and he is upset that Donald Trump got indicted over and over because it took all the oxygen out of the room. Meaning his indictment took away from his possible headlines running for president. As a fucking lawyer, shouldn't you be happy that justice is being done? That these indictments happen? It's just, I don't understand. But then also, as someone running against the former guy getting indicted, you should be doing the happy dance. That is the best right. news for your campaign. My opponent is indicted for a bunch of bullshit. He civilly was found guilty of sexually assaulting someone in the dressing room of a department store. How could he ever be president? But he didn't say that.
Also in the news, well, here's why Nikki Haley has been in the news, certainly not for a presidential campaign.
Yes.
Please, what was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was? I'm sorry?
I'm not running for president. I want to see your view on the cause of the Civil War.
I mean,
I'm not running for president. I want to know your feelings on the cost of the cause of the Civil War.
I think it always comes down to the role of government. We need to have capitalism. We need to have economic freedom. We need to make sure that we do all things so that individuals have the liberties so that they can have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to do or be anything they want to be without government getting in the way.
He said, I can't believe that it's 2023 and you can answer that question without using the word slavery.
Jeez.
What do you want me to say about slavery?
Oh, my God.
You've answered my question. Thank you, he said.
That guy, buy that guy a drink. That...
Next question.
My guy. Hello, Chris Christie, Vivek, all you fucks. That's how you do it, buddy. That's how you do it. That person did the thing you can't do. That person stymied Nikki Haley. Who knows who that person is?
Now that you mention Chris Christie.
Yeah.
See, because if she is unwilling to stand up and say that slavery is what caused the Civil War... because she's afraid of offending constituents in some other part of the country.
Now remember, she got in trubs.
Yeah, yeah.
For being the one to take down the Confederate flag.
Right, right.
Without anybody complaining about it. She just decided. Nobody sued. Nothing. She was like, we got to get this Confederate flag off of the state house. And she took it down and took a lot of flack for it. No. Now, all of a sudden, she's she can't mention the word slavery.
Wait. She took that Confederate flag down after, what, 9 people were killed in that church? That's when she took it down. They asked her over and over. People asked her to take that flag down. And she finally did it after those black people were killed in the church. They were like, you know what? We'll take it down.
Because she's afraid of offending constituents in some other part of the country. If she's afraid to say that Donald Trump is unfit... because she's afraid of offending people who support Donald Trump. And because maybe she harbors in the back of her mind being vice president or being secretary of state. And since she won't deny it, we have to believe that she's willing to do it. If she's unwilling to stand up to that, what's going to happen when she's got to stand up to Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries in Congress?
Fuck you.
What's going to happen when she has to stand up to Vladimir Putin and President Xi in China? What's going to happen when she has to stand up against forces in our own party who want to drag this country deeper and deeper into anger and division and exhaustion?
No, but that's you, you fuck. And I guarantee you something. I bet you we could dig around and find some racist shit you said. I mean, listen, he's right and everything, but God, he gets to come down. It's like, hey, slavery was bad. Take a bow. Yes. Good job, buddy. We found a Republican that said slavery was bad. That's amazing. Jeez. No, but you know what? The thing with the Nikki Haley comment, though, but is she a racist? I mean, that comment, that leaving out slavery as a reason when explaining the Civil War, to me, that would point to she's a big, fat fucking racist.
I think those with foreign policy experience, one thing that Joe Biden and Nikki Haley have in common is that neither of them could even state for you three provinces in eastern Ukraine that they want to send our troops to actually fight for. Look at that. This is what I want people to understand. These people have, I mean, she has no idea what the hell the names of those provinces are, but she wants to send our sons and daughters and our troops and our military equipment to go fight it. So reject this myth that they've been selling you, that somebody had a cup of coffee, stint at the UN, and then makes $8 million after, has real foreign policy experience. It takes an outsider to see this through. Look at the blank expression. I think those with foreign policy.
I think DeSantis is on stilts, by the way, in this.
Yeah. Who's making those noises? Is that DeSantis in the background?
It might have been the moderator trying to get a word in edgewise. Dude, Christie was trying to get in there.
You know what's funny is the Republicans trying to get their mind around that slavery bad is this headline. It's fucking amazing. I mean, shit. Slavery's bad. Wasn't that?
It would eliminate so many of the drugs, I believe, that children are able to get a hold of nowadays. There would be far fewer mental issues.
What kind of drugs?
Pot, for one.
You disagree with smoke?
You best your sweet bippy. I grew up with kids that, when it was just coming in, and I saw them make complete idiots of themselves. And I said, no, thank you. You go ahead and do it. That's your choice, not mine. I've never broken a law in my life except get a couple of... I've never actually got a speeding ticket. I've got some warnings.
You can go smoke some pot in my car if you want to break a law.
On your life.
Okay, sorry.
Well, the Civil War was something that...
Uh-oh.
Who is that?
This is some woman at a Make America Great Again rally.
No, I thought that was Nikki Haley.
No one could do anything about, because the whites, quote-unquote, whites from the South are not the only ones that had slaves, okay? Slaves are all over the world.
When we're talking about slavery in the context of America, I feel like we're talking about the remnants left over from it. Do you think there's a direct effect from slavery to how Black Americans are able to live today?
No, I don't. They have a chance to learn.
They had a chance to learn.
But you know what? I think this is who they are. I honestly think that's how Nikki Haley feels. Because to make that comment about the Civil War, and you were the governor of South...
It's cowardice.
Carolina!
No, it's cowardice. You I don't the, think she... Well, she might be. But she... it's power. It's about power and money. It has nothing to do with racism. She's brown. She knows that if she... caters to the racist. She has to cater to the racist. That's what Christie's point was.
Well, why did it take her so long to take down that fucking flag then? And I'm saying that if you're the governor of the first state that seceded, it says it was for slavery.
Are you able to live today?
No, I don't. They have a chance to learn. They live in the best country in the world. If they open their eyes and listen, instead of just focusing on their little area and people that they hang out with.
She's talking about Black people.
Their little area.
Their little area.
Area that and people that they hang out with, they would learn a lot.
But even...
I think that's a common opinion held by maggots. I think this is...
She's somebody's granny.
Yeah.
Some little racist granny.
Yeah. And she's also has the same, you know, she's 20-year-olds probably have the same fucking opinions.
Insane. Yeah. It is insanity.
Their little area. You focus on your little area.
Their little area.
She's been waiting for somebody to ask her that fucking question.
What else is going on? Look at the time. Top of the hour, everybody. Woo. This is Faithless Friday. We do it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern live.
Yay.
And available for podcast download, you know, whatever, at your favorite podcast joint.
Right.
The CNN.
Yes.
Has a story.
Okay.
That recordings and emails now that they have show how Trump team flew the fake elector ballots to D.C., rushing them in the final push to overturn the 2020 election.
Oh, my God. That was a coup attempt.
2 days before the insurrection, The Trump campaign's plan to use fake electors to block Biden from taking office faced a potentially crippling hiccup. The fake elector certificates from two of the critical battleground states, Ryan, were stuck in the mail.
Just lost in the mail? They couldn't find them?
They sent them like regular U.S. mail.
What the fuck are you doing? Why wouldn't you just drive them to the destination?
Well,
even
it was Michigan and Wisconsin, so that's a long drive.
You don't have a fly.
So Trump campaign operatives scrambled to fly copies of the phony certificates from Michigan and Wisconsin.
They can't do anything
to the nation's capital, relying on a haphazard chain of couriers as well as help from two Republicans in Congress to try to get the documents to then Vice President Mike Pence while he presided over the Electoral College certification.
You know what?
The operatives even considered chartering a jet.
That's what you should have
done. To ensure the files reach D.C. in time.
Excuse me, you're talking about overthrowing democracy and you can't charter one fucking jet, please. Come on.
The new details provide a behind-the-scenes glimpse of the chaotic last-minute efforts to keep Donald Trump in office. The fake elector scheme features prominently in Special Counsel Jack Smith's criminal indictment against the former president. Some of the officials who were involved have spoken to Smith's investigators.
It's like a comedy of errors. These guys are trying to figure out, how do we get the fake elect ballots to Michigan in time? Put them in a car and drive them.
The emails and recordings also indicate that a top Trump campaign lawyer was part of the 11th hour discussions about delivering the fake certificates to Pence, undercutting his testimony to the House Select Committee that investigated January 6th, that he had passed off responsibility and didn't want to put the former vice president in a difficult spot.
Oh, geez. So wait, they were delivering the ballots to Mike?
They wanted to get them to Mike so that Mike could wave them around and say, look, I have these from the states. We're confused. I can't certify this. We need to wait and see and see if these, which are the valid ones.
Here's the problem. You got Mike Pence, the guy. You got the wrong guy. If they would have got the right vice president.
Oh, 100%.
Tuberville would have done this.
Pence, he would have brought his gun to Congress.
I'm going to be honest. Mike Pence is way too concerned with Jesus to get. I mean, you know what I mean? He's praying about this.
Details come from pro-Trump attorney Kenneth Cheesebro. Who was an architect of the fake electors plot and is now a key cooperator in several of the state probes into the scheme. He pleaded guilty in October to a felony conspiracy charge in Georgia, connection with the electors' plan, and met with prosecutors in Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin, who are investigating the sham GOP electors in their own states. Cheesebro is an unindicted co-conspirator in the federal election interference indictment against Trump also.
God, so busy. Everybody's so busy with these fucking cases, man. Crazy motherfuckers.
Here is Cheesebro talking to the feds.
Okay.
At this stage, the Trump campaign is still actively involved.
This is Michigan, excuse me, Michigan investigators.
Right.
At this stage, the Trump campaign is still actively involved.
Yeah, that is, the general counsel of the Trump campaign is freaked out that Roman reported that the Michigan votes are still in the sorting facility in Michigan, which doesn't look like they're going to get to Pence in time, although they actually did, apparently. So I don't know what happened.
At this stage,
they were freaking out.
Facility?
They were freaking out. The top Trump campaign lawyers were freaking out that Michigan's fake elector ballots weren't there yet. They were in the sorting facility still in Michigan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why are they in a sorting facility? I don't understand this. You guys, it's very weird. It's like they left. They hate the post office. They have done everything they can to shit on the post office. But then one of the most critical parts of your plan is getting these fake fucking ballots to Mike Pence. And what's the integral part? The post office. Come on, man.
Emails obtained by CNN corroborate what Cheesebro told Michigan prosecutors. He communicated with the top Trump campaign lawyer, Matt Morgan, and another campaign official, Mike Roman, to ferry the documents to Washington on January 5th. From there, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin and a Pennsylvania congressman assisted in the effort to get the documents into Pence's hand. We'll recall Pence, some toady from Johnson, came over with these documents, and Pence's toady said, no, thank you.
Yeah. No, thanks. You guys have worked so... I know these were in the sorting facility for so long, but we do not want them.
Oh, he was checking the tracking. Tracking. And the thing is, what's even more alarming is the whole point of the archive is getting two, is that one is reserved for the President of the Senate in case there's a problem with the mail. And it hadn't gotten to the archivist either. So the logical backup was not available. So, yeah, so the general counsel of the campaign was alarmed.
These fucking geniuses didn't send their shit off in time.
I mean, didn't you know this was coming? I thought you planned this.
And was chartering, well, they didn't have to charter a jet, but they did commercial. I mean,
no, so that says that in the email.
I forget if they chartered, but that's, you know, this is like, yeah, so this is a high level decision to get the Michigan and Wisconsin votes there.
This is a high level decision.
Yes. Just put them in the mail.
And they had to enlist a U.S. senator to try to expedite it, to get it to Pence in time.
But do we have any doubt that Trump knew about this shit?
What do you mean? Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, he was, because this is what he's into. This is criminal shit. This is gangster shit. This is his thing. Of course he knew about this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's good at this. Not good at this. This is very sloppy.
So they ended up, I guess, just flying commercial, flying a later flight out of Milwaukee and or they might have driven down to Chicago even to get out faster.
You know, G. Gordon Liddy wouldn't have put him in the mail. He would have got him there. That's who they should have hired, right?
Right.
Watergate team would have taken care of this. You guys fucked up. You Nixon's old guys.
Trump campaign aide Michael Brown flew with the Michigan certificates to Washington National Airport with a scheduled arrival around 1 p.m. on the 5th.
Yes.
A source familiar with the matter said Brown flew to D.C. from Atlanta because Trump staffers who had custody the Michigan ballots were in Georgia for the Senate runoffs.
Oh, okay.
The campaign booked and paid for Brown's flight on Southwest Airlines.
Southwest? They're always late. This is the cheapest, fucking sloppiest coup that's ever occurred. Southwest.
Emails show that Brown and the Wisconsin GOP official were instructed to meet Cheesebro at the Trump International Hotel in downtown Washington to hand off the fake elector certificates. Cheesebro said in an email that he'd keep the ballots in his hotel room safe until it was time to pass them along.
Oh, my God. Why don't you just sit with the ballots? You got to go get a drink. You got to hang out. You got to do a bunch of bullshit. Your hotel's safe.
Wisconsin Republican Party officials were annoyed at the request to courier the fake elector certificates to Washington. Freaking Trump idiots want someone to fly original elector papers to the Senate president, one GOP official in Wisconsin wrote to the then state party chairman, Andrew Hitt.
Yeah. Well, why? Why do they want to do that?
They just thought it was ridiculous.
Yeah. But they're the fake elected. They're the fake ballots, or the fake certifications.
The documents still had to be hand-delivered to Pence's Senate office in the Capitol. The electors' plot, as envisioned by Cheesebro and other Trump allies, was that Pence could reject Biden's legitimate electors and recognize Trump's alternate electors on the 6th, while lawmakers tallied the electoral votes from each state. Per federal law, the certificates need to be physically presented on the floor of Congress during the joint session, while lawmakers tally the electoral votes.
Wait. So Pence must have known these fake ballots were coming.
Yeah, and that's why he rejected them.
But did he have to go ask Dan Quayle if he had to reject the fake ballots, the fake certification?
No, it was all part of the same thing.
Hmm.
Cheesebro told investigators that Roman connected him. That's Roman is the Trump campaign lawyer.
Yes.
Connected him with an aide for a Pennsylvania GOP lawmaker, Mike Kelly, we believe. Cheesebro said, I had the Wisconsin stuff. Mike Brown had the Michigan stuff. We walked to the Longworth office building, and the guy with Kelly or whatever his name is, or some other fellow that were like staff members of the House, took them and said, we're going to walk them over to the Senate and give it to a Senate staffer. He said, I don't know why logistically we just didn't take it directly to Johnson, but that's how we did it.
Yeah. Why did you do it like this?
It went from Johnson's office to Pence's office, and Pence's office rejected them.
Oh.
No.
He would have if he could. This points to maybe there was a different kind of conversation with him and Dan Quayle. Maybe he was like, you know, Dan, there's this illegal thing that I'd love to do that would make my life more easier. Is there any way I can do this illegal, evil thing? And Dan was like, oh, God, I wish you could, but I don't think you can. Mike Pence acts like he's a big victim here.
The thing is, this Roman guy told investigators that he got out early.
Well, it doesn't seem like it, though.
Then to have the three top campaign lawyers in interviews with Congress claim they pulled out of this on December 11th and I ran off and did it with Giuliani, when in fact they were day by day coordinating the efforts of more than a dozen people with the GOP and with the Trump campaign with their number three lawyer, Finley.
So this is Cheesebro, who's pissed now because the scumbag Trump lawyers are chucking him under the bus.
Yes.
Saying it was all him. And they're like, we got out early, but we've got emails. There's emails in the CNN story.
Right.
Between him and this Roman guy. Literally, he was in on the, which flight should they take? Oh my God, they're not here yet kind of shit.
If all
so this is the day, this is January 4th and 5th. What is get out early?
You're not out early. It just wasn't working. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this fucking plan. Why you would put these in the mail?
Well, even if they FedExed it or whatever, it was at a whole, I don't have the information. It was just at a sorting, they were still at a sorting facility in Michigan on the late night of the 4th.
It's crazy that there's even a question that, why wouldn't you have some creepy billionaire say, hey, use my private jet. You can just fly these things down to wherever you need to go. It's crazy.
Well, and plus, it could still conceivably be in a sorting facility in the middle of the night in Michigan and make it to D.C. by morning.
Yeah, that's true. Sure.
I just got an order.
Doesn't that make
that I ordered it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
right.
And I had the item that flew from New Jersey. I had it the next day at like 10 in the morning.
So you're saying, well, that's good. That says a lot for our if you're doing a coup, you can actually use our USPS and it'll still work. It'll get there in time. Your coup material. They just put it in the mail.
I think this was FedEx.
Oh, FedEx.
My package was.
Oh, yeah. But if you were sending, I would fucking how many boxes?
But I mean, it's the same deal if you do overnight with the post office. It'll sit in a sorting facility, and then it goes by a truck to the airport where it takes a couple hour flight and could very easily still be there the next day. So they were freaking out. And in fact, the reason the Wisconsin guy was like these Trump idiots was because he knew it was still going to get there. And they all ended up getting there, by the way.
Right.
The next day.
So the freak out was over nothing.
Right, right. So now there's multiple copies of their stupid...
There's more evidence, is what you're saying. More hands touch this evidence. More people goes to jail for the conspiracy. I love it. This is where we need our cops. Hey, thug piggies.
Why is Ron Johnson not an indicted conspirator?
Round that motherfucker up. Round Tommy Tuberville up. Round up Boebert.
I mean, seriously, but we have evidence that we know that Ron Johnson was in on this
Yeah.
And tried to walk these fake electors.
And that is
But, well, you know, he hired
Very guy that should go to jail. That's a fucking U.S. fucking senator.
Right.
Participated in a fucking coup. We should be losing our minds. That guy should be fucking arrested. He's a senator.
Yeah, one of the dumber ones. Really happy when Tommy Tuberville came along.
God, we elect the biggest pieces of fucking shit. Ron Johnson. Insurrectionist, too. And dumb.
Thanks for listening, everybody, this lovely Friday.
Woo!
This is a story.
Yes.
What is this? Oh, this is batshit.
Yes.
I want to encourage you that anytime that you sense spiritual warfare against you, your family, or your home and your health, to anoint your home with oil.
Anytime that you sense spiritual warfare against you, your family, your home, and your health, to anoint your home with oil. This is a crazy Christian.
Isn't that a fire
hazard? On YouTube or TikTok. But how is this not witchcraft?
Yeah, that person should be arrested.
What is the difference between the woman that's doing tarot cards and selling incense?
Well, and I have a question.
And this idiot who's anointing her door with oil.
You know, what does that look like? Let's say I want to anoint my house with oil.
You should watch this video.
Oh, okay.
I want to encourage you that anytime that you sense spiritual warfare against you, your family, or your home and your health, to anoint your home with oil. How we do this is we take the oil, get it on our hands, and we anoint the doorpost, the top and the bottom of the door. We declare that no weapon formed against our home shall prosper.
How much is
plead the blood of Jesus over our home.
Plead the blood of Jesus over our home. These people are so crazy.
Is the link to Amazon where I can buy the oil selling?
Declare that no weapon formed against our home shall prosper. Plead the blood of Jesus over our home. We command all sickness and disease pass over our home. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that your angels are encamped around our home and our property.
Maybe they come up to the door and lick the oil off.
Well, cannot reach the top of your door like I can't. Get a step stool. Off. It is important for us to
get a step stool. She's got a step stool handy, Ryan, she's helping out her fellow Christians.
You know, I understand why you're having to explain to people if you can't reach something, try a step stool.
The crowd she's she's
so
talking
dumb.
To.
I mean, they're annoying.
Get a step stool. It is important for us to still do the top of our door. I declare that the peace of God resides inside of this home. Dedicate this home with this oil to the kingdom of God. Father, we ask that your presence reside inside of this home in Jesus' mighty name.
I don't mean to interrupt her talking to Jeeves, but can I use balsamic vinaigrette too?
Can you imagine living like this?
Yeah. But
where you think spiritual warfare is coming against you, so you somehow have to go on ChristianFuckheads.com and buy their oil.
Does she any e-commerce? Does she sell this shit?
I don't know. I don't have that.
That, to me, is what that is. I bet you. Why would someone say all this shit for no money? I these people always have a money angle.
So there you go. I mean, I just can't believe that people fall for this shit.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh yes. Dude.
I just can't believe.
I guarantee you people have bought this person's fish oil bull fucking shit, and she's a snake oil, excuse me. And they do TikTok videos. Look, I unboxed this shit, now I'm using it just like this. This charlatan told me to. Look, I made my video too. We're just all tiny, dumb little babies that believe in shit in the sky. you know, you make fun of kids because they believe in Santa Claus, but their parents believe, I don't know.
That you can rub oil on your door jamb and you're going to keep away all the evil spirits.
That Mary got pregnant with no penetration, gave birth to a white baby in the middle of Africa. That's the story.
Oh, yeah.
And then they slept in a manger. They moved the donkey. They had the baby.
I'm sure the Catholics can use holy water.
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
No, you're anointing the door. You have to use whatever.
Why can't you anoint it with holy water?
Well, it depends the active ingredient.
It's been blessed. What's so special about oil? Does it make the demons slip as they're walking through the door?
That would be a practical use of this. I've never understood what anointing was. You're telling me it's just one little droplet?
Sure.
Dude, if I'm in this dumb business, I'm saying no. One bottle should be enough for a whole door. She's just doing a dab, you dumbass. You're selling this shit.
Oh.
And you're making the dose too small. I don't understand you.
Guess who has a, on his website, has a, how to anoint your home with oil directive.
Yes.
You may recognize this person.
See, now I understand this guy doing this. This guy, he's in the long game. He's like, I'm going to get them with the oil anointing and all this shit. I'm going to get their email address and then I'm going to get their newsletter. And I'm going to fucking kill it that way.
In the natural, most of us take measures to protect our home and families. We lock our doors or use security systems. But what about spiritually protecting our homes? Through the blood of Jesus and Psalm 91, you are promised protection from every danger, sickness, disease, assault, crime, tornadoes, fire,
and
other threat to your safety and well-being. But God's protection is not automatic.
Yes.
There are things you have to do in order for God to be your refuge. One way to appropriate your faith for supernatural protection is to anoint your home with oil.
Get out your Cash App.
Oil represents the power of the Holy Spirit and is a symbol of faith in God's ability to cleanse and make holy. It is an act of consecrating your home to Him. This one says you can DIY. All you need is some oil, olive, sesame, canola, etc., and a Bible. You can also find anointing oil at your local Christian bookstore.
No!
Which is typically infused with myrrh, cassia, and other essential oils. However, no special oil is required, and it is simply a way for believers to release their faith in the finished work of Christ.
Wait, we're going to rewrite all this.
You pray over or consecrate the oil, it is set apart and becomes anointing oil.
So many issues with this.
Go. So Kenneth Copeland says you could DIY, man.
Kenneth, why are you leaving money on the table? I don't understand you. No. You have to use this oil because I'm special. These people that follow you, if you told them, Kenneth, that you anointed this oil and if you don't use it, you could burn in hell, they would buy it from you. And you could tell them that you need to use 3 gallons of oil a month and spew it all over your fucking house. And they would do it. They would do it. I cannot. Jim Baker is the man for this shit. Jim Baker would be with me. He'd be like, that's a good point, Ryan. You know what I mean? Jim Baker would be on this. I can't believe this. Any oil? What is wrong with you?
You're upset with Kenneth Copeland?
Yes, Kenneth, you've lost it. You've lost it. You're becoming soft. That's not how you get a new jet, man. You got to tell people to buy your oil. And you got to use a lot of it. It's expensive, but it's worth it, right? Because you're saving yourself from Satan.
Why not?
Why am I telling him this? This is crazy.
You're helping him out.
This is the most confusing fucking show ever.
Also, we've got in the news, we got some time left here, about a half hour left here on the big old show. The This one, well, I guess I'll just play it.
Okay.
You see, the more of this Bible I gobble up, the more I realize we fight about stupid stuff in American Christianity. We have no focus. We have no focus. And look, we're as guilty as anybody else. We fought stupid battles. Okay? We fought one a few weeks ago. Okay? We've made decisions that we should not make. By the way, let me just say this. I'm going to have to offer to make. You might as well put the buckets down because I'm going to get to it in a minute.
What? Hey.
And this is a good thing, right? This is beautiful. Look, obviously, I'm worlds apart theologically from some of the things that we've had to unpackage and expose and deal with. But I will say this. The other day, I was reading my Bible, and I've been doing a lot of that lately. And I hope you have. If you haven't, mash your gas. But
this is, of course, Greg Locke, everybody.
I'm just going to say it. And we've not made a big public thing out of it because this is not a PR stunt. This is a make sure your heart's right before the Lord deal, right?
Okay.
And I told him, I said, look, we're worlds, no pun intended, apart, bro. We ain't never going to agree on this issue. But I just want everybody to know in the house, and I want everybody to know online, that's been extraordinarily antagonistic. I let staff know the other day. I didn't even tell my wife first when I did it. I just said, okay, Lord, this is what I'm going to do. So I reached out to Pastor Dean Odle. And I want you to know, yes, we do not agree in some massive areas, right? There were some people that were on the front end of that thing that sowed a lot of discord and division that we didn't know about at the moment that caused this.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Drama.
Shit, man. Greg, it's wild to me that this is a confusing show. It's like, I wouldn't pause those plates, that bucket. You say, hold off on the bucket.
Well, the argument they're having, and they had, and apparently Greg Locke threw this guy out of his church, was because Dean Odle is a flat earther.
Are you a globalist, a spherist, Greg, or something?
Here's the key, though. Here's what most ministers and even so-called creation ministries get wrong is this issue is, what is the firmament? What does the Bible teach about it?
Firmament?
God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And God called the firmament heaven. I'm going to break this down as fast as I can for you. He talks about the open firmament of heaven, our atmosphere where the birds fly.
Oh, God. Anyway, that's his argument.
Jesus Christ.
That's his argument that the earth is flat. And apparently he came and got into a fight with Greg Locke.
Yeah, yeah.
Who inexplicably is defending the globe.
These people, this is a tough one.
Candace Taylor would not approve.
Candace. Oh, that's right. She's like, look at all these. She thinks that.
But they've reconciled. So good news. Pastor Locke has reconciled.
Oh, okay.
With his opponent. It says, Greg Locke reconciles with opponent after ugly flat earth debate.
You know,
I want to see that.
Right. It's like, you listen to these right wing nut jobs fight amongst each other. It's like, man, can't we all come?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
He gave you the scriptures. He gave you his version.
It's always somebody else's version.
Hold on.
This is the throwing out.
Yeah.
Hold on. No, no.
This is nonsense.
You came up with your scriptures and gave your interpretation of them. I gave mine.
I gave you the Bible interpretation.
I gave you the Bible. I gave more Bible than you did, for a fact, right there. All right.
Who gives the best Bible? You give good Bible? I give good Bible.
Of them, I gave mine.
I gave you the Bible interpretation.
I gave you the Bible.
It.
I gave more Bible than you did, for a fact, right there. All right.
Damn.
Oh, really?
That's a fact.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. How about in your rebuttal, I'll keep my mouth shut and you tell me how wrong I was about your misapplication of the ring stamping in Job chapter 38.
First of all,
this is awesome.
I love this. Now, this is entertainment, Greg.
These are idiots arguing like over the Harry Potter book.
You know what? I'm listening to this. This is the way I like my comedy shows to sound. Listen to the noise in the room.
Oh, they love it.
This is day.
Yeah, the people love it.
This is good.
Poor Larry. Poor Larry's trying to have a quiet evening across the street.
Listen, Larry, you're going to have to, you got to give Greg this one. He's somebody had the nerve to tell the Greg Locke that he gave more Bible.
In his own house.
Fuck that shit.
First of all...
Hello? Is it sunrise or not?
Not at all. I don't agree with
Turn
you.
Turn his mic off. Get out.
Oh!
You're a Bible denier.
Oh!
You're a Bible denier. You're a Bible denier.
Wait.
That is ridiculous. Bible denier. Just get out. Get the band up here. Woo! Let's worship the Lord. I ain't...
The guy grabbed his book and he's leaving.
I wonder who gets him after he goes into that crowd. I wonder if Greg Stugs come up to him and like, get the fuck out of here, man. They push
well,
him out.
Well, he tossed the mic toward Greg Locke.
He threw it?
He tossed it. Like he was throwing it to him.
Hey,
he
asshole.
Didn't chuck it at him.
That's got to be a $300
mic. But Greg Locke batted it away.
What?
Down onto the ground. And then two goons came up and stood next to Greg Locke. So he does have...
Shit.
He does
He's
have...
Got people.
He got people, yeah.
Right, listen.
He's no Chris Rock.
Everybody's throwing these mics around like... I swear to God, I would...
These are expensive wireless mics, too.
I watched someone that I had to talk myself down this weekend. I'm like, if that guy twirls my new XLR cable up one more time, I'm going to rush the stage and pull a Will Smith or something. I mean, that's a $30, that's a $40 cable he's fucking with. My God.
I think he'll be okay.
This guy threw that mic. Yeah, you're right. They got money. That's offensive. I hate when people mishandle microphones like that. It's so, ugh, shame on all of you. Batted it away?
Wait, what?
Fucked up.
BlackRock named Jamie Dimon's JP Morgan as their authorized participant for the potential Bitcoin ETF. Jamie Dimon literally said last month the U.S. government should ban Bitcoin. So you see how these disgusting bankers work.
Doesn't he have enough money? Why don't we have a thing in our society that says, okay, you've reached this amount of money. You can't have any more. You can't have any more shit. You got enough shit. Go home. Do you know what I mean? Why don't we have a cap on how much shit people can make on this planet? He doesn't need to be. He said he was against Bitcoin. Now this guy, Jamie Dimon, wants to be in Bitcoin.
Right.
Why? Is he poor? Does he need another stream of income? Does he have money?
Jamie Dimon? Gazillions.
Someone should... Fall out of the sky and say, sorry, Jamie, you don't get to do this. You got enough fucking money. Go home and enjoy your ducats.
Oh, I've got to start taking a look at crypto again.
Jeez, man.
If the evil bankers are getting involved.
Why do you want to look into it then? Because
they'll really manipulate the hell out of it.
I see.
Yeah, you make money off of them.
Their manipulation.
Off of the, yeah.
That's capitalism, kind of.
That's right, Ryan.
It's crazy. It's like, it's very Star Wars. It doesn't seem very Star Trek.
Greed is good.
That's right. That's the dark side.
You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you.
Who is that?
Alec Baldwin and Glengarry.
Oh, okay. And yeah. Did that movie come out where the guy handed him the gun without the blank in it with the bullet?
No, not yet.
Jesus.
I think they did finish it, though. God. Or they did continue production eventually.
Jesus.
He's under criminal charges again, right? Or something like that? Or they're looking into it because...
It's Texas. In Texas, it's because it's Alec Baldwin, right? I thought that was the whole deal. There's a prosecutor down there to get reelected so they can say, oh, I'm taking Alec Baldwin to jail or I'm going after him. Meanwhile, I'm sure there's some gun control shit that could happen in Texas that would be helpful.
Right. We've got an all caps posting on Truth.
Uh-oh.
Ryan?
He was just on
Fresh
there.
From Mar-a-Lago.
No, Trump. We just read your last Truth. The one about Christmas, right?
Well, that was a couple days ago. It was Christmas, man. That was 4 days ago.
His little tiny little wee hands, his little wee fingers, tap type typing.
All caps, the whole thing. The economy is terrible and inflation
which by some accounts is more than 30% over the last 3 years, which I don't know whose accounts they are. The 30% inflation, he's out of his fucking mind, has totally destroyed the buying power of the consumer. The only thing keeping the economy alive, in quotes, is the fumes of what we accomplished during the Trump administration. The fumes of what we accomplished during the Trump administration.
Let me tell you.
We know what fumes you accomplished.
Right. We learned all about your fumes.
Fumes. The stock market is only high because people and institutions believe and expect me to win the presidential election of 2024. If I don't win, it is my prediction we will have a stock market crash, in quotes, worse than that of 1929, a Great Depression. Make America great again.
You know, if you don't win, what we can expect...
Oh, a Great Depression, all right. But you're Great Depression.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to do another January? Hey, Trump, if you don't win, are you going to make these people storm the Capitol again or what?
We talked about this on the offline.
Crab diving offline.
I don't think he'll go to jail. I still don't.
Yeah.
But he'll be found guilty. And then they'll do something to try to, like, Biden will commute his sentence or something. Like, not pardon, but commute his sentence. Like, he'll be sentenced to 40 years, and Biden will just commute it instead of pardoning him.
The only way this works...
Which means he's still guilty.
You can't legislate out fascism, so what can you do? You can put him in jail. You have to put him behind bars, don't you think? I mean, because if he's out walking around, he's just going to do this shit. You know, how does he...
Oh, he's going to be stirring up trouble just to raise money from idiots.
But, you know, it's how in history, how did they get rid of Napoleon? They sent him to Elba. Some little fucking, you know, island in the middle of nowhere. But he didn't have Twitter.
We've got a few minutes left here. I'm just kind of scrolling through his truths. It's just a lot.
The Phantom Zone.
This is all he does.
The Phantom Zone. In Superman 2, I believe.
Wow, Gorka's still rocking. He's over at Newsmax.
He's not dead.
Greetings, dear friends. Welcome to Greg Kelly Reports with me, your guest host, Sebastian Gorka, host of your reality check every Sunday here on...
He's got his little Nazi pin on for the Hungarian... Some Hungarian group that was tied to Nazis.
I feel like I can smell the hair dye through your monitor. Oh, yeah. I mean, my guy...
Are you suggesting that Gork is touching up his hair?
I think sometimes we think Steve Bannon is the creepiest looking one, but this guy looks like... He looks like he's out of Central Casting.
Oh, the voice?
There's nothing...
I mean, he's like a Bond villain.
There's nothing surprising about how he looks when you listen to him. You're not like, oh.
No, not
I expected that.
No. So Trump predicting a stock market crash.
Ew!
In quotes, crash.
Right.
Worse than 1929.
Yay!
Which someone probably had to tell him.
Right. How did they put the...
Hey, what year was that, that stock market thing?
I tell you what, that Steve Bannon figuring out how to communicate with him and how to get him to do what he wants. It's like, build a wall. Three-letter phrase.
Right.
Lock her up, you know?
Lock her up.
You know, that's how you do it. Steve Bannon came along and said, look at this idiot.
This is...
You think Sebastian Gorka will serve in the cabinet?
Oh, sure.
As chief of staff?
He was hired for something. He was some advisor.
White House advisor, yeah, wasn't he?
He was some advisor, some international affairs advisor. Ivanka, or some shit like that.
Ivanka and Jared back in the White House, of course, right?
I doubt it.
Melania Trump.
I think they may have wisely had it with Washington.
Do you think do you think Trump is mad at Ivanka because she broke up with him? Or
yeah, probably.
Yeah,
and probably a little tiffed.
Melania is still going to tackle bullying. Or?
There's going to be a significant renegotiation.
Oh, yeah. What's her project going to be,
though?
I think
if she's going to hang on for another 4 years.
She should really outsource those Christmas decorations.
Sad news for Elon. Besides the shit tanking of Tesla today.
Yeah.
X, formerly known as Twitter, lost a bid to temporarily halt a California law demanding social media platforms share their terms of service and provide semi-annual reports to the state government over how content is moderated.
What reports are you going to hand Gavin Newsom, you fuck? Because he's going to want to see that shit.
After the passage of AB 587, a law requiring social media companies to disclose their terms of service and submit reports indicating that their content moderation focuses on removing hate speech, racism, extremism, disinformation, and harassment, X sued the California Attorney General there.
Yes.
The company claimed the law violated the First Amendment by compelling the moderation of speech.
Okay.
U.S. District Judge William Shub ruled yesterday that the company's motion to stop the law is unjustified or unduly burdensome within the context of First Amendment law.
Yes.
The judge noted the state mandates are uncontroversial and only require public disclosure of existing content moderation. We just want to know what you guys are doing.
Yeah. And you're going to have to give them something. How are you going to... How did they get that report together? I thought they got rid of their moderators. Who's going to fabricate this report they're going to hand into California? Who's going to fabricate this bullshit?
So, wah. I'm sure Elon's lawyers will be appealing.
Oh, you know what? I guarantee you, Gavin Newsom's guys, he's going to be waiting for that report. He's going to call and say, hey, where's Elon's report about Twitter? We need to see that shit. Oh, they're going to be all up your ass, Elon, you little Nazi.
There is a story also.
Right.
Well, this is about what I played earlier, that Jack Smith has that power that's been called powerful new evidence.
Yes.
Which is the shit I played earlier of how the Kenneth Cheesy Pro and all these other people were scrambling at the last minute to try to desperately deliver copies of the fake elector certificates.
When it absolutely has to get there tomorrow.
Right, right. And just how stupid. These people are running the government.
Jeez, bro.
I mean, some of these people. This just shows you what fucking idiots we have running our government.
They were sitting here handling this. Do you remember what we learned about how the administration dealt with the COVID pandemic? They didn't.
Right.
They can't do any logistical thing like that. They can't do anything like this. These dumb shit bags can't get a box from point A to point B without shitting themselves. What kind of coup did you think you were going to... Did these guys think they were going to be successful?
Well, yeah, I guess they hoped it would. Well, I think a lot of them thought it was a Hail Mary, but nonetheless.
So they had the fake ballots were out there. And then the January 6th, the storming of the Capitol, was to apply pressure to the legislators to accept the new ballots. Was that it?
Yeah.
And so this,
and they wanted like at least a delay because they wanted to get the state legislatures on board that they had that would then supposedly vote and say, yes, these are the electors we want to send.
So storming of the Capitol was about pushing back the clock. Trump never thought it was going to be successful. He just wanted to make these lunatics go in there.
Well, I think he masturbated to the thought of Nancy being gang raped by somebody in buffalo horns.
Right.
but I don't, you know, I think he probably just thought it would hopefully delay things long enough.
God, that is so.
They would say, okay, we'll reconvene tomorrow and give them enough time.
There must be evidence that he said and did that, and that was his motive. I mean, because it really doesn't make sense that these people would think that they would be able to seize the Senate and the House after this riot just because of that. It was just a delay tactic. I mean, if you could prove that, then why wouldn't you say that Trump was responsible for the people that died? I mean, if he caused, it's weird to me. It's like, he's the one that caused the insurrection. Jack Smith is saying that he told those people to go down there and do bad things. So is he not responsible for the deaths?
Well, yeah.
I mean, is there a legal responsibility he can have?
I mean,
he's not.
He incited the violence.
Yeah, that was deadly.
But he said, go peacefully. Patriotically.
Right. Stand back and stand down.
Speaking of hand jobs, Lauren Boebert.
Boebert.
Some information and has been awakened to the fact that the people of her district fucking hate her and she will lose her next election. Oh. So she says, I'm going over to the 4th district of Colorado.
Boebert.
From the 3rd. And the 4th district is even redder than the 3rd. But the headlines are tending towards things like this one that says Lauren Boebert switching Colorado districts might spectacularly backfire. And of course, it probably will.
Boebert. Well, Boebert, why don't you go to your original district and say, look at this. This is my opportunity. I have this deficit, but I am the incumbent. I'm going to campaign and I'm going to make people want to vote for me based on what I did.
I will go see Beetlejuice with each and every one of you that vote for me.
What is it she run on her record, though? Didn't she do a lot of good stuff?
What did she do?
She helped. She
gave a tour on January 5th.
She told the maggots where the windows were that they could break through. She did that.
We don't know that.
Oh, my God. That's right. But, I mean, we probably did. I mean.
She said she's seeking to switch district from Colorado's 3rd congressional district to its more conservative 4th. In what the Trump-supporting firebrand said would be a fresh start following a pretty difficult year for me and my family.
I guess. I mean, wait, do we remember what was she doing at her house with the neighbors? Her family was terrorizing her neighbor with four-wheelers and shit.
Her miscreant son was terrorizing the neighborhood with the four-wheelers, and one of the neighbors told him to cut that shit out, and he went home and squealed to
God, that's right,
trash, show my dick to teenagers at a at a bowling alley, daddy, Mr. Boebert, who then jumped in his truck, and you could hear the guy was calling the police, the neighbor, and you could hear the truck squealing around as he comes down in his truck. And was threatening the guy and everything.
I mean, it's terrifying. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. They're just trash. They're the trash neighbors that are assholes. And he did the, do you know who we are kind of thing. And all that crap.
Well, I'm sure Matt Gaetz does that when he gets pulled over for DUIs.
Boebert's move has already sparked backlash from Colorado Republicans in the 4th District.
Ah, you're going to vote for her anyway, aren't you?
Including State Rep Richard Holtorf, who had already announced he's running for that seat.
Too bad, Richard. The maggots are coming, you dumb fuck.
In a statement, well, remember, this is a Trump district, and he won. I mean, he's a state rep.
Right.
In a response to Boebert's announcement, he commented, if you can't win in your home, you can't win here. She knew she'd lose her own district, and I'll show her that she'll lose here, too.
I love it. Yes. Go get each other. This is good.
Oh, here's her greatest hits. Boebert has established herself as one of the most outspoken House Republicans, attracting attention by heckling President Joe Biden during his 2022 State of the Union address and launching an early bid to impeach the White House incumbent. However, she has also sparked controversy over her assertive style and behavior, most notably in September when she and a male partner were asked to leave a performance of the musical Beetlejuice in Denver after repeatedly vaping and recording the show. Where's the hand job?
This person is, whatever we're reading is bullshit, because what did they say? Assertive. Oh, this person's very assertive. Didn't she get in a fight with Marjorie Taylor Greene in the congressional fucking bathroom?
Boebert later apologized after footage emerged, which appeared to show the congresswoman and her companion groping each other during the performance.
She was jacking this person off during Beetlejuice. You know what, man?
And he was squeezing her big fake tits.
Here's our problem. A lot of our media fails to talk plainly about what these people are doing. And in doing so, you make what they do not as bad. You're not saying the truth.
Well, this is Newsweek.
She's not assertive.
Has gone a little conservative.
You're not painting the real picture, Newsweek. Shame. She's crazy. She's not assertive. Yeah. She's assertive?
She's very feisty, Ryan.
Is her husband assertive?
She's very assertive.
He takes his dick out. Look at this tattoo on my penis. How's this for assertiveness? I'm going to vape during a theater thing. That's assertive, isn't it?
We've got only a couple minutes left here in the big show. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
Yes.
Free of Republican fuckery and assholes.
Right.
We got a, here we go again. This is Oklahoma.
Yes.
Oklahoma lawmaker Jim Olson, who cited the Bible on the House floor to justify spanking children with disabilities.
God! What? Oh,
previously, has introduced a bill that would mandate the display of the Ten Commandments in all Oklahoma classrooms.
What the fuck?
State-endorsed religious indoctrination is unconstitutional, idolatrous, violates parents' rights, and contradicts the teachings of the deity he claims to worship.
What time is it? It's five. Okay. Real quick. This guy wants to spank people that are disabled? He wants to beat disabled children? Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is from earlier this year.
Oh, okay. That's old news, but this is freaking me out. That's all. What an asshole, really. Who is this person?
This is taking a long time.
A piece of shit.
A bill that would ban schools from physically punishing disabled children. Let's think about the fact that they had to try to pass this bill.
Any children, though. Don't. How about a ban?
Likely will get another chance to pass the Oklahoma law, House of Representatives after a failure this week that was surprising to some. This is in March.
Jesus Christ.
Salisaw Republican Jim Olson said, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son." Quoting from Proverbs 13:24, so it tells us that if you will not use the rod on a disobedient child, you do not love that child. That's what the book said.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say about this Nazi.
Current state law allows school personnel to use corporal punishment on special needs students.
Say this
only
guy.
If the parent has provided written consent. The new legislation would fully ban the practice for any child identified to have a disability in accordance with the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. State law defines corporal punishment as the, quote, deliberate infliction of physical pain by hitting, paddling, spanking, or slapping, or other physical force used as a means of discipline.
You know what, man? Somebody's in a wheelchair in Oklahoma. They're going to school, and they're like, well, you know what? We don't like the way you did that. I don't know. We're gonna spank you. And the person's like, go ahead. Why not? I'm in a wheelchair already. Go fuck yourself.
The bills needed 51 votes to advance to the Senate. This is in Oklahoma. This bill received 45 yes votes.
So it didn't get enough.
Did not make it that time.
You cannot beat disabled people, guys. I am.
No. They didn't ban it.
Oh, my God.
This is they're trying to ban it. They did not ban it.
Joe Biden. Go take over Oklahoma. They clearly need an emergency manager. They clearly need an adult. You have to talk. What is this guy's name? Joe Olson?
Olson, yeah.
Joe Olson. You're an asshole, motherfucker.
Jim Olson, excuse me.
Jim Olson.
So he's now put forth a bill that is patently and blatantly unconstitutional, demanding that the Ten Commandments be placed in schools as introduced. An act relating to schools requiring the display of Ten Commandments in public school classrooms, prescribing method for display, providing text of Ten Commandments, providing for acceptance of donated displays, permitting replacement of certain displays, directing schools to donate unused displays, providing for codification, providing an effective date, and declaring an emergency. This is an emergency, Ryan.
Oh, my God. We got to put the Ten Commandments up. Why don't you just cut out the middleman, take the Ten Commandments, and anybody you see in crutches or a wheelchair, just beat them with the cement tablets, Jim, you fucking Nazi.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, listen, what is done to them should be done to you, though. If God, this is crazy. This is absolutely crazy that we would have a legislator that would float the idea that we...
Well, we don't. Oklahoma does.
Oklahoma, shame on you, man. That legislator, I mean, I don't even...
State legislator.
I can't even say what I think about this fuck. Go fuck yourself, man.
You gotta get out of here.
Jim Olson. Sit and spin, bitch.
Thanks for joining us.
God.
As he's going around smacking the shit out of mouthy kids in wheelchairs.
They're in pain. They're in wheelchairs. They're disabled. You want to beat them. What the fuck is your problem?
This is the kind of discussion we have in Republican legislature.
Oh,
legislation.
Fuck.
Legislator. But yeah, you know. We got to get out of here. We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit. We get a commish.
Yay.
Ryan's doing stuff. Check out what he's doing on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, X, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Don't we'll be back. On, have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Fuck you, Jim.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram, @crabdiving.